two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Carey, Scott Mitchell, and we are here at Pac-12 Media Day. And we are super excited to have another member of the University of Utah here with us. We already had Britton Covey on, head coach Witt, Devin Lloyd joining us on the program now. Devin, thanks for being with us, man.
Of course.
Why did you come back?
Yeah, what made that decision end up happening? How'd you come to that decision?
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of things that came into play. Ultimately, I just made a decision that, you know, I wanted to finish my career off differently. I felt like the University of Utah has done so much for me as a person, as a football player, and I didn't want to leave, you know, with only 5 games to show, a 3-2 record, and no fans in the stadium. And I felt like coming back, there was so much more to coming back. You know, a run at a Pac-12 championship with, you know, everybody coming back, the fan with the newly renovated stadium. Obviously, to continue on Ty Jordan's legacy and really just to play for something bigger than just myself. You know, I feel like, you know, I'm extremely excited to, you know, be able to play in the NFL. And I know that, you know, I'll set myself up to have a successful career in the NFL someday. But at the same time, the NFL is a business and it's about money. And, you know, college football is completely different from professional football in the aspect of, you know, just camaraderie and, you know, building memories, and it was a whole lot of me more leaning towards the fun football side of it and finishing that the right way and understanding, you know, where I came from to where I am now, that side of it, and just finishing it off the right way versus just leaving to the money and getting to the money right now.
So you were a punter in high school.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you know, kickers and punters are, like, they're not really football
How
players.
Dare
like,
you.
Like, how did you like, I don't know, rationalize that in your head? Or were you conflicted?
I don't think,
you know,
he only punted in high school.
I know that.
I was an all-star receiver before the punter part.
Yeah, that's true.
Started on varsity. That was my first starting position was a punter. As long as you get on the field.
Right. Whatever it takes, right?
Whatever it takes.
Can you still punt?
You
like,
know,
if you had to? Can you do that Aussie-style stuff?
My pride says yes, but I'd probably say 1 out of 10 will actually be a legitimate Pac-12 punt.
All right, every linebacker who's come through here, and I got to ask you this: like, are you mad at the world? Do you have to be mad at the world to play linebacker?
You have to be mad at the world to play whenever you're in between those lines, but outside of those lines, I'm not mad at the world. I'm, you know, extremely grateful for my life, but that's the mentality you have to have, you know, whenever you're playing. It's just that aggression, that physicality, and then still being a smart player, still playing with good technique under control, but that relentless attitude.
Coach Witt was a linebacker. Mm-hmm. And do you draw anything from him? Does he, like, help you get mad at things? Or how is he? Does he ever get mad?
Yeah, he'll get mad whenever you know.
Oh, really? What?
Yeah, but it's all for the right reasons. And, yeah. I mean, you know, I just love his coaching style. It's never, you know, to put you down. It's only whenever you need to be put in check, basically, and, you know, you're doing things that are out of line and whatever it may be, you know. I think he just, you know, does things the right way. You know, he's a great coach.
Devin Lloyd is our guest here on KSL's Unrivaled at Pac-12 Media Day here in Hollywood. It's been a whirlwind couple days. I mean, a lot of stuff's been going on. We've been chatting a lot with a lot of these teams, and everybody has high hopes. Everybody has high expectations. I don't care who you are. Every team has told us that they want to win the Pac-12 championship. Mm-hmm. You guys have been so dang close during your career in Utah. Is this the year, and how does it happen?
Yeah. Like I said, my pride tells me yes, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to work for it every day, day in and day out. And I think we've set ourselves up tremendously this offseason as a team to accomplish those goals. And I think we're going to continue to put ourselves in a position to accomplish those goals. But you win the Pac-12 right now. You know, you win the Pac-12 in fall camp and in your preparation on game days. And so, you know, as we go on and we get closer and closer to that, we'll realize, you know, how close we are to accomplishing those goals. But until then, we're going to just focus on handling everything that we're supposed to do the right way, day in and day out.
What are you going to do in the NFL when you can't wear zero?
Well, I was just thinking about that. I was hoping that, I mean, everybody can wear regular numbers. I was like, why don't they let
the NFL, they just do not respect zero at all. They're like, we're not doing it.
They used to let people wear zero.
Back until 1973, Scott.
Oh, there was Kenny Burrow. What about double zero?
I'd wear double zero.
Can you wear double?
I think you can wear double.
1-0. No. Hey, one is better than two, right?
No, they say no.
You've got this young defense, right? And really talented. Like I think it's the most talent Utah's had on defense since joining the Pac-12. But you're the old guy, right? So how where do you find that balance with those younger guys you know, how much can you really help them?
I would say the front seven is full of older guys.
Which is all that matters, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, Hawati Pututau, Vianney Muala, Mika Tafua, Devin Kafusi, me, you know, Nephi. All of us are either our fourth-year or fifth-year guys.
Yeah.
And so that front seven is good. And then as far as the DBs, we have Vontae, who is a senior, he's you know, my class, I believe, and then it's starting the younger guys. Then we got the juniors and the sophomores, but it's not too many young guys to where it's out of control. And so, and even the young guys are leaders in their own rights, you know, just based off how they carry themselves. So it's not too much managing you have to do with the starters. Now the backups, you know, the younger guys. As far as like the second string, that's where more of the managing comes into play. But as far as that goes, I mean, it's pretty smooth as far as managing.
If it doesn't work out football wise, have you thought about like a broadcasting career, like doing the Utah football games as a color commentator? Because he's got he's got the Pacific Island names down way better than you've ever had them.
He's nailing the
pronunciations.
Like, well, it's not only like he hangs out with these guys
making
every
day. You look bad, dude. Come on, man.
I've heard multiple times today that, you know, I have a good voice for commentating and throughout my life. And so somebody had mentioned to me possibly doing like voiceover acting and stuff like that. Well, so that may be my career.
We're in LA. You can find maybe you start voicing over some cartoons or something.
Exactly.
Devin Lloyd is our guest.
How do we get a hold of him?
Oh, now that's a really good question. Now that you guys can kind of do whatever you want, you should come host a radio show with us sometimes.
We can make that happen.
I mean, I would be down for that. That would be fun.
See how we do these deals, man? Just talk to them on the radio about it, and then that's well, let's see if they're down. Devin, you've got a lot of teams. USC rolled through and acted like they were
USC.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a thing. You guys have never won in the Coliseum. At USC, that must be a massive goal for you guys.
That is. It's definitely on our schedule, and it's the fine line between humbleness and, you know, just understanding, you know, where we are as a team and, you know, how confident we are. But all I'm going to say is they're a formidable opponent, and it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a fun one.
Devin, we're really glad that you're here, and I'm glad you stayed another year, and we're really looking forward to this season for you and the Utes, and we'll see how the Pac-12 works out. I'm really hoping for a full schedule for you guys to be playing this year. I know you guys are too. All right, taking the break here, we'll come back. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding.
I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.